Livestock producers can sign up for USDA assistance programs starting tomorrow. California State Director of the USDA Farm Service Agency, Val Dolcini, says they're expecting a lot of applications.
Well, the Livestock Forage Program, or LFP, is going to be a pretty big one this year in California for obvious reasons. We're still suffering from the effects of an historic drought, despite the fact that we had above-average rain in February and some good rain in March. There are still lots of cattle operations from north to south that were hit quite hard in 2014, as well as 2013 and 2012, and so we anticipate that the LFP program will be a very busy one for us beginning next Tuesday the 15th and likely through May. You know, we'll likely conclude most of the work by the early part of the summer.
And Dolcini says there are programs coming for other producers as well.
The Farm Service Agency will have a new dairy program beginning the first of the fiscal year, which is October 1, but there will be a dairy program. We're going to provide an enhanced non-insured assistance NAP program that will allow for broader participation. The Farm Bill also contains various changes to our credit programs, which, for example, will make microloans more accessible to beginning farmers and ranchers and to veterans returning from overseas deployments. The interest rates will be reduced so that it's a more attractive option for folks who are beginning their farming operations. There won't be any term limits associated with those microloans. Typically, they're 7 years, and then you transition into a private credit relationship. Those term limits were removed by the Farm Bill, so folks can continue to use microloans if they need a little bit of extra time.
We'll keep you updated on those programs as they get closer to their start date. For more on the assistance programs, visit your local Farm Service Agency office. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.